Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Monday, September 30th, 2024, is by Julie Haupt on the topic of spirituality. What is it?
Historically, the words religious and spiritual have been used synonymously to describe all the various aspects of the concept of religion. But in contemporary usage, spirituality has often become associated with the interior life of the individual, placing an emphasis upon the well-being of the mind, body, spirit, while religion refers to organizational or communal dimensions. Spirituality sometimes denotes non-institutionalized or individualized religiosity. This quote is from Wikipedia. According to the Pew Research Center in January of 2024, today about 28% of United States adults are religiously unaffiliated, describing themselves as atheists, agnostics, or nothing in particular when asked about their religion. Religiously unaffiliated people are widely known as the nones, N-O-N-E-S. Scholars of religion in the United States have been using the term nones since at least the 1960s, and its use has grown common in social scientific journals and the media. In our latest data, 17% of nones identify as atheist, 20% say they are agnostic, and 63% choose nothing in particular. Most nones believe in God or another higher power, but very few go to religious services regularly. Most say religion does some harm, but many also think it does some good. They are not uniformly anti-religious. Most nones reject the idea that science can explain everything, but they express more positive views of science than religiously affiliated Americans do. Surveys have consistently shown that many Americans view religion's declining influence in society as a bad thing. Nones tend to vote less often, do less volunteer work in their communities, and follow public affairs at lower rates than religiously affiliated people do. But the latest data shows that on a variety of measures, lower rates of civic engagement are concentrated among nones whose religion is nothing in particular. In fact, atheists and agnostics tend to participate in civic life at rates matching or exceeding religiously affiliated people. So you can't put all the nones in one boat. In a Psychology Today article on spirituality, the author said, spirituality means different things to different people. For some, it is primarily about a belief in God and active participation in organized religion. For others, it is about non-religious experiences that help them get in touch with their spiritual selves through quiet reflection, time in nature, private prayer, yoga, or meditation. Many people identify as spiritual but not religious. With a few exceptions, the percent of adults who identify as religious in many industrialized countries is declining, while remaining generally high in less developed nations. Even as religious affiliation decreases, though, a sense of spiritual identification could remain steady or even increase. At this point, I invite you to pause and take a moment to consider what your own personal definition of spirituality and what your own personal spiritual practices might be. And now I'd like to share portions of sermons from two Unitarian Universalist ministers. Both sermons were given in 2015 on the topic of spirituality. So the first, by Reverend Sarah Campbell, entitled Moment of Truth. Reverend Campbell says, "Spirituality is the experience of holy presence in our lives." She continues, "I believe it has to do with both absence and presence. Spirituality is the miracle of birth and the mystery of death. It is the solace of solitude and the despair of loneliness. It is stirred in us by the beauty of ocean swells a few miles away and the ugliness of an unjust war in a distant land. That holy presence speaks to us in the blended instruments of a symphony and in the haunting cry of a hungry child. It is giving and receiving and giving. Spirituality is the flower and the compost heap. Spirituality is the flower and the compost heap. The moment of truth is a moment of connection. It happens when we who value mastery of knowledge take a posture that invites mystery. It happens when we who rely chiefly upon the power of our own willfulness open ourselves to a posture of willingness. It does not happen when we are so full of our own thoughts or opinions that we cannot listen to or acknowledge those of another. It does not happen when we are determined to be in control of everything and everyone that affects our lives. The moment of truth takes place when we are secure enough in our rational religion to invite the non-rational. Notice I said non-rational, not irrational. And it takes place when we are secure enough in our sense of self to invite the power of community. Those who seek the spirit without a grounding in reason get carried away with shallow emotional religion. Those who seek a sense of community without a grounding in their own sense of individual self-respect are vulnerable to the abuses of cults. What we seek, then, is the kind of spiritual experience that builds upon science rather than opposing it. What we create in our coming together is the kind of power that calls us to combine our gifts and talents and visions in a way that will make a difference in our lives and in our world. We do not have to check our minds at the door in order to come to a Sunday morning gathering in this place where we feel the power of community. Our religion offers an opportunity to connect with each other and with a holy presence, a mysterious and powerful presence among us. It is among us when we sing. It is among us when we pray. It is among us when we are silent. It is among us as we meet this morning for worship and as we gather over coffee or to plan an activity." The second sermon I'd like to quote from is by Reverend Peter Morales, and his sermon was entitled Experience Connection. Reverend Morales says, "Spirituality is impossible to define and difficult to describe, but for me it feels like connection. Connection to myself, to others around me, to the earth and all of creation. Connection to myself feels like deep peace, awareness, calm, authenticity. Connection to others feels like compassion, community, acceptance, and enduring love. Spirituality is not an idea, it is an experience. When I experience connection, dividing lines disappear. Inner conflict gives way to integrity. The line that separates my individuality from others fades. We become one. I find connections with my deepest self in times of solitary practice and reflection. I find connections with others in community, often in worship. All the great spiritual traditions teach this. Today, the connection with creation, with the earth and the cosmos, may be the most difficult. We live in artificial, controlled environments that separate us from the natural world. More than humans in any other time, we live separated from the natural world, the world from which we emerged and that sustains our lives. We so very much need to experience our world. We need to let go of controlling our world and allow ourselves to become one with it. We find ourselves when we lose ourselves. In my closing words, I'd like to quote from the two ministers whose sermons I shared. From Reverend Peter Morales, "May we connect, really connect. When we do, it changes everything." And from Reverend Sarah Campbell, "This moment, this day, and this week, may we be open to the holy and mysterious presence that connects us with our own truth, with one another, with the people of the world, and with the rhythms of the earth. Let us be open to its power to free us from our fears and unite us in our hope." Thank you. Go in peace.